I've had a pretty shitty week. It's not been great physically nor mentally. I've had some sort of discomfort. My body hasn't been 100% and it has affected my mental state. I haven't slept properly for 2 weeks. All of these things just compound into a shitty week. I have a bunch of different methods to get out of shitty weeks. Sometimes I deploy those methods, and sometimes I just let myself be in a shitty week. I've learned how to make that judgment call over the years. It's something that I still try to learn more about, when to do what. But today, in the shower, just 20 minutes ago, I decided not to have a shitty week anymore. I decided to not let this mood disrupt me. And to exit the week on a more positive note. And that's what we're going to talk about today. This is Caspian with a riff on getting out of a rut. The first thing that came to mind when starting to think about this was I went to a lecture by a man called Pontus Strabeck. He's a coach, a speaking coach, especially in Sweden, former stand-up comedian, great guy, one of my big role models. In this lecture, he said that it's completely fine to have a shitty period, or to be mad or sad, or to feel down or feel moody. All of these things are okay because they're part of life. What he also said was, it's only okay for a certain amount of time, and you decide what that amount of time is. If you want to feel shitty for 24 hours, give yourself 24 hours. If you want to feel shitty for a week, feel shitty for a week. But he said, if you don't put a time limit on it, it might just continue. There's this theory of things take as much time as they're given. Any project will take as much time as you give it. And so setting a deadline for your crappy mood might be a good idea. That's what I did today. I said no more. I said, these 20 minutes, that's it. Now we're not in a shitty week anymore. So that's the first thing. Put a time limit on how long you want to feel a certain way, especially if it's a negative emotion or a mood. And I say all of this with a big, big caveat. I've tried this many times. I've tried to set a time limit for how long I want to feel sad, or for how long I want to grieve or be angry or just, in a foul mood. It's not always the best thing to do. And it's hard for me to say, even for myself, when it is not the thing to do. Because sometimes you just need to let feelings be. As I said, I decided 20 minutes ago. I didn't start Monday saying, okay, until Thursday evening, I'm going to have a shitty week. That's not the way it went. But I decided now, and I gave myself 10 minutes to get out of it. Because this time, I feel like there's no reason for me to have a shitty week. And I would enjoy having a not shitty week for the rest of this week a lot more. That's the way I want to live my life. It's completely fine to have a shitty week. Completely fine. I don't regret having it. It's there. I have them every once in a while. We all do. But I don't want to have it anymore. Making that judgment call has been hard for me, and it's something that I've had to test and try my way to. But just having this in the back of your mind, being able to shift when you want to, has been a superpower for me. It's been a game changer, really. The second thing I want to say to this is something that I heard in a Instagram or YouTube short or reel or whatever, somewhere on the internet. It was a short tidbit where Andrew Huberman speaks about David Goggins. And for those of you who don't know, David Goggins is, he's labeled himself as the toughest motherfucker on earth. He's run multiple ultra marathons. He has the world record for the number of pull-ups in 24 hours. All of these crazy things. Former Navy SEAL. And Huberman said that what David Goggins does is that he primes himself. He goes behavior first into things that he thinks are uncomfortable. And I've seen Goggins speak about this a number of times. He said that he went to the gym and saw a machine that he hadn't seen before. He tried it out thinking it was going to be easy. Turned out it was super hard with some sort of cross trainer thing. And instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to do this, he says, shit, I'm going to be here for a while. And he did it for 2.5 hours. He goes behavior first. He goes into what he thinks is uncomfortable or dangerous or what he's afraid of. All of those things, he goes head first and starts behaving as if he didn't have those emotions towards them. He's also said multiple times he hates running. It's one of the worst things for him. So he starts his day with it every single day. He runs 12 miles a day. Every single day, at least. And he always starts his day with it because it is the worst thing that he can do. Going behavior first gives you agency and power over whatever discomfort is in front of you. I've used this a couple of times. I described it to a friend. Just the last week, I was out running and it was raining. It was a drizzle. It wasn't quite, you know, one of those in-betweens. I didn't get wet instantly, but I could feel it. Sort of, I was very damp. And instead of saying, oh shit, it's raining, this sucks, I've tried to say to myself, especially with rain and discomfort while out running, I wish it rained more so that I could prove myself against the rain. This time I laughed at the sky and I said, is this all you got? Out loud. Behavior first. I behaved in a way as if it wasn't discomfort or uncomfortable or, you know, miserable. Because it was. It was. But I also knew that I'm coming home to a hot shower if I want to. I'll change clothes. It'll be fine. Going behavior first gives you agency and control over whatever it is that's holding you back. And again, coming back to the previous note, setting yourself a target, a deadline, and then just going after it is very empowering. It's hard. It's something that I've had to practice over time. I take 2 steps back every once in a while, and then I try to get better. But it's immensely powerful. It's the same thing as fake it until you become it. The famous TED Talk by Amy Cunnings, I think her name is. Brilliant method. Just become it. Act as someone who feels the complete opposite towards whatever situation you're in. The last thing that's really helped me is a concept that I call the red line. Every day I have a red line. That red line differs in periods of time, depending on my priorities and depending on my mood. The concept of the red line is very basic. The red line is the finish line, the least you can do in a day to feel satisfied with it. In some periods of my life, that has been take a 2-kilometer walk because I know that I'll feel better. I know that I'll get some sunshine. But I just, some days I haven't had more energy than to get a 2-kilometer walk in. I know that for some people, it's just getting out the door and then turning back. for some people, and this is something that I've seen more often, is that they put their red line way too far ahead. Some people say, okay, I need to clean my house. I need to have the kitchen sorted. I need to have packed everything for the day after. I need to do my stretching, my yoga, my running. I need to clean my hard drive every single day. I need to respond to all messages and all my email. You know, the list just goes on. And that's the red line. That's the least they can do. And of course, they're going to burn out because there isn't time in a day to do all those things. That's why the concept of the red line has been so powerful for me. Right now, the only thing that's important to me is that I go to my job, I get sufficient nutrients into my body, and I get my run in or my exercise. Those are the only things. I don't care about, you know, if I make this vlog. That's not in the red line. It's a nice to have. It's on the sort of next shelf. But it's not on the red line. If I would be really, really down, these three things would be the only thing I do. It was for a couple of months because I had no energy to do anything else. Developing a red line for yourself makes it possible for you to feel that you've succeeded with a day. That's why the concept, the Jordan Peterson concept that flourished around the internet from a couple of years ago was so effectful with make your bed. Because then you've done something. You've put something on your red line. You've put something on your to-do list. It's very easy to maintain, very easy to do. And if you do it every single day, you can tick it off. All of these three concepts have been beneficial to me in getting out of a rut, feeling better about myself, but also all of them make it possible for you to build on top of. Sort of get out the hole, start climbing, and then sort of just walk away from it and take the other steps. Start seeing the hill that you want to climb or the mountain or the road ahead. They're not only for getting you out of the pit, they're also for building towards the future. I hope all of that made some sense, or some of it made sense. As I said, I came up with most of this in the shower 20 minutes ago. If you enjoyed it, please do share it with a friend, subscribe, all those things. Show notes will be in the description. And until next time, take care.